This is Coach Fran for the Texas State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
And we're back. And before we get to talking about Coach Fran's Texas State Bobcats, we're going to just mention the U.S. ATF Junior Track Championships were in Eugene, Oregon this weekend. As you might have already heard, head coach, Texas State track head coach Dana Boone is the head coach for Team USA, and Texas State actually had three athletes go up there, and Julie Lang just got done with her freshman year. It got third. The top two advanced. She missed the she missed qualifying by about 10 feet, but this was her, which might seem like a lot in discus. I don't really know, but she threw her career best ever with 50.13 meters, which is pretty impressive. She beat it by 6 meters too. Her previous was 46 meters was her previous career best. Like I said, she only got done with her freshman year. She got three more years left here at Texas State Trackwise, so she could be one of those, maybe adding another someone heading to the NCAA championships. You know, we had two people, Allie Saunders and Darian Brown, to go to the NCAA regionals. And actually on this past Wednesday's Other Side Drive, we actually ran our player profile on Darian Brown. Mackenzie Hinkle, one of our sports staff members, interviewed him before he went to the championships, and we're going to put that on our sports blog coming up here in the next couple of days. So you go check that out. Here, what he had to say. I heard it. He had a lot of good stuff to say there. So be sure to check that out too. The track program is already one of the best here at Texas, one of the best athletic programs here at Texas State, and it just continues to grow. So that's really something good to see here. And so now we're going to talk about Texas State football here. As you know, the Wednesday and Friday shows are previewing the season game by game. The Wednesday show did the ULL game. That's Tuesday night, October 10th, I think. It's 7:30 on ESPN2. It's an ESPN2 game. So you know those ESPN games with the Mac, a little Maction. And it's Tuesday, October 14th. 7 p.m. on ESPN2, and it'll be here on KTSW. You know, the MAC and the Sun Belt play like those midweek games. Maction really started it. All the Maction.
Tuesday night Maction.
Yeah, and Wednesday night Maction and Thursday night Maction. All those wild endings to those games and all the points there. So now the Sun Belt's getting in on that. Sun Belt, Fun Belt getting in on that. So coming off of that game, they got a lot of rest coming off of that game for Monroe, and they actually lost to them last year 21-14. They only gave up 192 yards of total offense. That's the real kicker here. I really don't remember a lot of that game off the top of my head. When I went back and looked at the stats, I would thought it just doesn't seem right. Like, they rushed for 210 yards. Yeah. They had 353 yards of total offense. Three turnovers though did hurt them. The fumble, I think, was the big one.
What? There was one. I remember they had two pick sixes.
Yeah.
Monroe started off in Texas State. Both of Texas State's, I believe, opening drives.
Yes.
Immediate pick sixes. Tyler Jones ended up getting benched in the first half. Tyler Arndt came
in. Both over 70 yards, so they were about to score.
Yeah.
Tyler Arndt came in for the second half, which, you know, at the time, I get it, two pick sixes or pick sixes, and they were back-to-back. But at the time, I was like, all right, you gotta let the freshman, you know, play through his mistakes, things like that. So I wasn't a big fan of going to Arndt. But, I mean, they came back. Rob Lowe had 140 yards on 22 carries for one touchdown. Arndt played okay.
He was a sell for the season.
6 of 19, but, I mean, he didn't turn the ball over, which is what Arndt's kind of moniker was the whole season. And Jones' two pick sixes obviously speak for themselves. And Louisiana Monroe actually had their starting quarterback out that game, Colton Browning. Brell Brown stepped in, who probably would be the, I think he's going to be the starter this season, because Colton Browning graduated. And so, like, you know, yeah, they outgained, the Bobcats outgained him 358 yards to under 200. And I just remember that game being, like, really being disappointed. I was like, at the end of the game, you're looking back and, like, those two pick sixes literally were the only thing that cost us the game.
Well, and going back to when you never want to see a guy get injured, but when Colton Browning got hurt, you're like, all right, maybe we got to. That was one of the games you started like, all right, more winnable than it was before he got hurt. So you're like, all right, got it at home. I always think you should win all your home games. I will go out and say that. You need to win out. You should win. You are expected to win at home, no matter who you're playing, I think. that should just be a given. So anytime you lose at home, that should be a disappointment, at least in my mind. So losing at home is not good. And then Colton Browning, you're like, all right, the deck is now in your favor. And they just, like you said, those two pick sixes. Like, I don't really remember a lot about that game. I think I watched it on Longhorn Network. It was on Longhorn Network. Yes, I know that. Yes. So I think that's where I was watching it at. But, yeah, they missed the opportunity there.
It just looked like a sloppy game. I'm looking at the box score right now, and just, you know, two pick sixes, and then Texas State had two field goals in the third quarter, and then that's pretty much it. And Monroe scored with 18 seconds left in the fourth to decide the game. So it just looked like a sloppy game. I didn't see the game, but it just looked sloppy from the box score.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, overall, y'all have hit on pretty much everything. If you see Colton Browning go down, who, I'm not going to lie, I can't name a lot of players from losing Monroe history, but that guy was their Mr. Everything. Beat Arkansas, almost took out Auburn and Baylor. You know, he's a Texas kid. So seeing him go down, I really felt like, all right, we might actually have a shot here. Didn't quite pull it out. Kind of just a little sloppy quarterback play by us and tough loss, but we'll come back and we'll get after him this upcoming October.
Oh, yeah. The scheduling is very interesting because they play their first two conference games, home for Troy and then at Arkansas State. This is Monroe, by the way. And then they go to Kentucky, and they play us in Monroe, and they go to A&M.
It's tough.
Like that's yeah. I don't want to call this a trap game because it's a conference game. You know, you don't call a conference game a trap game at all. And Texas State based off of last year, they look to be pretty on par in terms of quality. And so they're not going to necessarily look ahead, but like this is just an odd scheduling. You have two conference games, an away out of conference, home conference, and then an extreme away out of conference. Mm-hmm. You know, going to A&M and playing two SEC out of conferences. I didn't understand that. I looked at the scheduling, and that was really, really interesting. I don't know.
They have a brutal schedule too. Wake Forest is their first game, then they have Idaho and Idaho. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. That makes three. Sorry. So that's three.
Then the LSU. They play LSU too. So they play three SEC teams all on the road. Now Kentucky, not the greatest. They're the doormat of them, but still.
Well,
SEC is SEC.
I thought they made a bowl game, didn't they? No, they did not make a bowl game. They're trying to make a bowl game. Sorry.
Yeah, they're Mike trying Stoops. To get back up there. No, they tried, but he.
Well, because you look at
failed.
Yeah, really, they were really poor. Because you look at, like I said, you look
hold
at.
On, hold on, I don't want to say this, but we have potentially breaking news here on the LeBron James front.
Oh, LeBron Center.
The Sports Illustrated has tweeted exclusive. And LeBron wrote an article, and it says, "I'm coming home." So is that his decision? So I'm sorry for Texas State, but why would it says written by exclusive? I'm coming home. I think he has chosen the Cleveland Cavaliers here in his NBA free agency. Because why would they run that? The article says written by. We're going to retweet that from the KTSW Sports account right now. And I just think. I think he's just made his decision to come play for the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's official on his website, too. Go to LeBronJames.com.
Wow,
it is true.
Breaking news
here on Bobcat Radio. LeBron James is back with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm coming home. Coming home. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do this. But, yes, no, LeBron James is back with the Cleveland Cavaliers. We have a decision. We were talking. Ish and I
were
talking last night,
this.
And we were like, man, this would just be awesome. If he would come back on Bobcat Radio so we could break this news. And he has said he is coming back to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers. There was a lot of speculation coming in right now about what he would do. But let's finish up our Texas State talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we're all kind of a little – I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
Breathe,
but let's finish our Texas State segment. We're not going to let LeBron hijack our Texas State segment.
I got you.
We should finish talking about this Texas State football game and the rest we had planned for this segment, and then we could go LeBron full on the rest of the show after that, or maybe sprinkle in a little World Cup. So let's get back on the Texas State talk. So I still think Monroe, this is still a winnable game, I think, for next year.
No, definitely.
Definitely a winnable game.
Because you have Braille Brown, who's the new quarterback. replacing Colton Browning. He threw for 645 yards last season, one touchdown, six interceptions, but against Texas State, he threw 16 of 32, 112 yards. And I believe he had one interception, two interceptions, I can't remember. So he, you know, he was kind of thrust into an interesting situation. So, you know, I don't know. It's definitely a winnable game, and I think that it's, I don't know, coming off the Lafayette, it depends on also how the Texas State handles Lafayette, because the Lafayette game is going to dictate a lot. And they have a week, I believe, to prep because they don't play that Saturday since they play on Tuesday.
Yeah, it looks like they have 11 days mm-hmm. off.
So, yeah, they're going to have a lot of time. I don't know, what do you guys think about Texas State's chances, Monroe's kind of odd scheduling, and because I'm trying to think, where's Texas State's they play them after Monroe, then they go to New Mexico State. So right. That's definitely a winnable game as well. So, I don't know, what do you guys think about the scheduling and Texas State's chances?
I mean, it's good because it's pretty much like a bye week almost. You mm-hmm. got a couple of extra days to prepare, but, I mean, and Lafayette's a tough game coming off a tough game right there. But, I don't know, New Mexico State, I mean, I really don't know much about them, but I don't think they're that tough.
Yeah,
that could also be like a trap game too, like just looking ahead to an easier team. But, I don't know, what do you think their schedule, what do you think their record would be heading into the Monroe game?
Ooh.
That's...
I'll let you go, Brent.
No, just I'm thinking about that too. It's going to be interesting. I mean, we've got some exciting games. Bringing Navy at home is obviously, like Warren said, you should win all home games, yeah. And I believe that as well too. And that's a team we could beat at home. And there's going to be a lot wrong if we go down to Pine Bluff, if we lose this.
I don't think we're losing to Pine Bluff. Let's say that there.
You know, I could see us going into that game.
Could you see them being 4-0 heading into Idaho?
Maybe, no. Because, I mean, they have the potential, but they got to go. That's going to, you know,
to Illinois.
Going to
early in the year. It's not like it's going to be cold or anything.
That's what I'm just saying. Like, you know, a Big Ten team.
Yeah.
They were, it is Illinois, but it's a Big Ten team. And
we talked about them earlier. Like, earlier.
It's
like
a winnable game. It's a very winnable game. Don't get me wrong. But I could see just above 500 heading in. I don't want to say Lafayette. I mean, Lafayette's going to be the hardest game easily. But I think that's winnable because of the environment here. It's at home. It's going to be, you know, I think they dubbed it Texas State Community Day on the website, so I don't know what's going to consist of that. So I think that's one.
I'd like to be 4-2 heading into that game. I mean, I don't think that's unreasonable to expect that.
No, I think that's very reasonable, and I think that easily could happen. I mean, I think you should win all home games, but Navy is not going to be a cakewalk at all for us, and I think that we do. I could see us going up to Tulsa and picking up a win there after, man, they have just kind of derailed these last couple of years after having, what was it, when...
They had a little bit of a winning streak there a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Oh, they look really...
They had a high-powered offense.
So let's see, we got Pine Bluff, which, you know, no easy win, knock on wood, but, you know, W. Navy, potential W. I'm going to say W just because at home, because I believe they lost 21-7 when they played at Annapolis 2 years ago. So Texas State's improved, and it's at home this time. So I'm going to say W. Illinois, I'm going to say loss. Same just because, you know, it's a big winnable game, certainly a winnable game, despite being a Big Ten team. But it is a Big Ten team on the road. And early in the season, you know, before the fans start dwindling,
I was going to bring that up.
But in the beginning of the season, there's going to be optimism. So, like, there might be a decent crowd there. So I'm going to say loss for for Illinois, 2-1. Tulsa, I'm going to say win. So 3-1. Okay. Idaho, it could be 4-1 heading into Lafayette, and then 4-2. Like Dean said, 4-2 heading into Monroe. I think that's not unreasonable.
I mean, that's a home game too, so you should expect them to win.
Yeah, there you go. So
you'd be 5-1 heading into Monroe.
That'd be fantastic.
That would be great. But then you can't have a second half collapse like you did last year. Then with the bowl game, because then you pretty much you have to make a bowl game.
Well, I think last year's schedule was the problem. I think. I mean, look at this year's schedule. After Monroe, New Mexico State, Georgia Southern, South Alabama, Arkansas State, Georgia State. Arkansas State's the only gauntlet, I'd say.
Yeah, that's a tough
one. They're the only team that's been around. Yeah. You know what I mean? South Alabama, they're in the exact same boat as us. Georgia State just coming up after their 1 year, and Georgia Southern. So I think there's a lot of promise for them. If they can even get to Monroe 4-2. That's great. If they get 5-1, oh my gosh, that's
so
Bobcat Nation.
So
wake up.
So what's your call on that game? Is it a win or a loss?
Ooh, for Monroe?
Yeah,
I say it's a win. I say it's a win. I say I'm gonna go low scoring. I'm gonna go because
See, it was 21-14 last game.
Yeah, no, it was 21. And it's odd.
3-2.
Because I haven't seen 3-2, you know, we'll get a we'll win in penalty kicks. No. But I don't know, because I haven't seen the offense. So I don't know, if is it going to be the same, you know, like bleed the clock kind of off? Or is it hyped? Like, I know it's a
France said he wants his offense to be like Oregon. You remember we were talking about that last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bleeding the clock. I'm just saying, like, are they, you know, I got to see it for myself. I'll see, you know, I love Coach Fran. I love what he's trying to do. But I got to see it for myself before I'd be like, all right, it's going to be 35-10. No, I mean, like, I'm going to say, I'm going to be reasonable. I'm going to go 24-10. Texas State on the road. I think that they do get it done. I mean, unless Braille Brown completely blows my mind. You know, his stats from last year, not the best. And he did throw 2 picks against Texas State, so.
Well, I mean, that was our game to, like, lose, and we lost it pretty much with 2 pick 6s. So, I mean, you could easily say we should have won that game last year. If
Very
you take away those 2 pick 6s, you know, it's our game. So, I think we'll win. That's a pretty good guess on the score, 24-10, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's like 28-17, something like that.
What do you got, Grant?
There, I'm going to go with, I think, defensive struggle. I think that we're going to end up Texas State. I think Jones comes back, and I think he remembers this game, and I think he plays a lot better, a lot more efficient, not necessarily going to be throwing for 350 or 400, but I think we pull this one out. I'll say it's a little bit closer, but I'll say 27-21, Bobcats.
All right. What do you got, Warren? Final score?
I'm going to go 17-14, Bobcats.
Oh, man. Mr. SEC under 20 football over here.
What? SEC? Are you serious? SEC's they don't have any defenses anymore, so their whole defense shenanigans are done.
I'm just joking.
I don't know why I'm defending the SEC there. I'm not an SEC guy, but all right. Before we take
it. Like a little riled up.
Sound like an Alabama fan.
I got a lot of emotions going on right now, okay? But when we come back after this break, we will get into LeBron. He did make his decision. He is going to play with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mickey Erickson has broken his Twitter silence, has tweeted, very disappointed about this. But he said, I'm also thankful for the 4 years. Obviously, you won 2 titles.
Yeah.
That's all the heat talk we'll have about that coming up. But before we get that, we'll get you the weather. No matter what the weather, it's a glorious day
outside.
It's
about 110 degrees. It's about 110 degrees in the studio with Warren. It's just like absolutely, absolutely fist pumping and pumping all the juices out. No, but he's fine. It's 82 degrees actually outside in San Marcos. Shouldn't get much higher than that. It's going to be a little consistent for throughout the weekend. You know, mid 90s, low 70s, possibly reaching into the high 60s for lows. But you're pretty much looking at there's no chance of rain today, and tomorrow same thing. You're pretty much looking at mid to low 90s for the rest of these days. We'll be right back with LeBron Center talk pretty much for the next 30 minutes because we just broke some news here on Bobcat Radio.
We did.
We'll be back.